The know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Coming up, baseball talk at 3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on the Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Chris Liss at rotowire.com will be joining us. We'll answer your fantasy baseball questions. We will also answer your early fantasy football questions. That'll be coming up just past the bottom of the hour. Also, we ask you, where does the immaculate inning come in as far as baseball feats? We will discuss and get your comments at 319-366-1600 on today's edition of the Gym Class. Welcome in. Coming up on 3:05 on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym. At in all through Eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Just like KGYM, Third Base is locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again. Great for a quick lunch, to catch a game after work, or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by Third Base Brewery on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, here on a Wednesday edition of the show. As I mentioned, Chris Liss will stop on by a little bit later on to talk a little bit of fantasy sports with us, fantasy baseball, fantasy football, and take your questions at 319-366-1600. That is also our Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. Brought to you by Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. As we've got Colonels baseball going on between games of the day-night doubleheader, Colonels dropped the opening game to the Beloit Snappers after splitting a pair of games yesterday against said Snappers. Went extra innings today. And the Colonels dropped it by a run, I believe, at 4-3. Major League Baseball draft day 3, and a very, very busy day as far as locals are concerned. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're bringing you up today right now. Good day for University of Iowa products and Metro products. In the 11th round, Connor Van Scoy out of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, taken by the Angels. He has told Jeff Johnson of the Gazette that he plans to sign and report. In the 12th round, Corey Howell, shortstop out of Kirkwood Community College, who has signed with Iowa, taken by the Milwaukee Brewers. I have not heard if Howell has decided what to do. Also in the 12th round, Nick Allgaier, left-handed pitcher for the Hawkeyes, taken by Toronto. Zach Daniels, Kennedy product, who you know very well, Scott, University of Iowa reliever, taken by the Braves. He has said he is going to sign as well. And just recently, 27th round, Brady Chanuel, University of Iowa pitcher, taken by Milwaukee. Right now, the MLB draft in the 29th of 40 rounds.
Going quickly, too. And Connor Van Scoy, first one, went very early today in the proceedings and did not waste any time saying that he will be a major league, well, he will be a professional baseball player very soon. And hurts the Jayhawks, certainly. But you feel great for the young man. And I hope Connor realizes his dream of getting to the major leagues. Certainly is a great lineage there. And Arizona State's loss will be the Angels' gain, hopefully, right there.
Yeah, not much to lose for Connor. Not sure of what he will sign for in the 11th round. There's no slot bonus of any kind that I know of anyway. But he'll get a little bit of coin. He'll report and be assigned eventually to one of the affiliates.
Or rookie league ball something like that.
Jefferson's going to be okay.
They'll be fine. I mean,
you can't lose your number one pitcher and be as good as you were going to be. But Jefferson's got a pretty good pitching staff, so I think they're going to be competitive throughout the year.
Yeah, and as far as Levi Usher, if Prairie has not heard his name called as of yet, and as you mentioned, 29th round they are in right now, who was, of course, had one of the top 400, I think, prospects in the country and has verbally committed to play at Kirkwood for Coach Reima. Going to play for Coach Reima and Coach Reima.
Yeah.
How about that? Of course, Todd coaches Prairie and also coaches the Kirkwood baseball team. And I would imagine at this juncture anyway, and that you get into the 30 rounds that Levi will probably set his sights on playing at Kirkwood. But I don't want to put any words in anyone's mouth at this point, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Be interesting to see how Iowa recovers from losing, what, five players and possibly a sixth?
Correct.
In Corey Howell, the shortstop out of Kirkwood. Going to be some holes to fill, especially in the pitching staff.
Going to be a lot of holes to fill for the Hawkeyes. And like you said, well, you know what? That's a double-edged sword because it's going to hurt Rick Heller's program, I think, in the short term. But you know what? It's a good thing as well because it shows that your program is on the rise. You're doing it the right way, and you're putting people into the Major League Baseball draft.
For sure, yeah.
And that's, again, that's the name of the game right there. And it's going to help out recruiting as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. Rick can go out there into a living room of a potential player and say, hey, you know, 3 years, you have the opportunity to go high in the Major League Baseball mm-hmm. draft. Yeah. So, like I said, it's a double-edged sword, and Iowa still has some players coming back next year that will step up, and some guys in reserve that, hey, you just got to trust your recruiting process, right, at this point. Guys that you brought in are going to step in. It happens every year to every program around the country, and certainly Iowa's no different than anybody else. 319-366-1600, your thoughts about that at 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. So come your way on the Gym Class. You can reach us on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line about the draftees around Eastern Iowa.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, Golden State, Cleveland. We'll have it for you at 7 p.m. on 1600 a.m., 106.3 FM, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. The Twins and the White Sox, teams that split a doubleheader yesterday. Poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with tonight's NBA game. How many points will LeBron James score in Game 3 tonight? Will it be over 36.5 or under 36.5?
Averaging about 40, around 40 right now. Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. I would register my vote for a yay, over 36.5. There is no way Cleveland is going to win that game tonight unless he goes over that amount.
At Cleveland, the Cavs still have their head in it.
I think so.
Stories today about maybe LeBron going to the Lakers, hooking up with Paul George.
Mark.
I'm just saying reports. We've
got the next 3 months. Don't ruin ESPN Radio's day by saying that. We got 3 months to speculate minute by minute on exactly where LeBron James is going to be headed off to.
By the way, thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's, the sponsor of our poll question Monday through Friday.
One piece of news as far as Big Ten basketball is concerned, he was kind of kicking the tires as far as the NBA, and that would be John Beilein, Michigan Wolverine men's basketball coach.
He
tweeted out earlier today that thank you, but no thank you. Looking forward to winning at Michigan and hanging more banners at Chrysler Center or Chrysler Arena or whatever they're calling it this week up in Ann Arbor. So he is not going to be the next coach of the Detroit Pistons. And I think yay for college basketball as far as that is concerned, and yay for the Big Ten. And certainly it's going to help Michigan. They lose Mo Wagner, but some good pieces coming back for Big Blue in the offing. And Michigan is certainly going to be, I think, top three as far as Big Ten prognostications in men's basketball next year are concerned.
319-366-1600, our Hurtina and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again today. Ryan from Walford, LeBron has to score 55-plus for them to have a chance. The best part of this finals is the refs have eaten the whistle for the most part. It has a mid-90s feel to it, other than the 93-point attempts per game.
Interestingly enough, Ryan, you bring up officials. There is going to be a on Twitter tonight, this reported earlier on today on several fronts, that there are going to be officials that are going to be commenting about the game and officiating.
That's not a good thing, is it?
I first thought about that, but then I read some of the tweets that they put out earlier. It's going to be basically just explaining why that call was made. They are not going to throw their brethren under the bus. So if you're expecting, and I have no idea who an official is in the NBA by name or whatever anymore, but if you expected somebody to say, oh, that so-and-so is a horrible official, I hate working with him, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be anything like
that.
Well,
do we want Rima and Dolphin and Brommelkamp and the rest criticizing our show? Not criticizing, but critiquing our show. Maybe it'd be a good thing. I don't know. But I can't believe NBA refs
ideas.
Are going to throw
no,
they throw their
gonna,
brethren under the bus. Kyle, what do you think?
This is weird to me. I had to come in because this is really one of the weirdest things in sports to me. Is they started the NBA does that final 2 minute report, which is to go back and transparency is good. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with transparency, but they come out and they put out all the calls that were missed in the final 2 minutes of a game. And I just don't understand why they do that. And then they're kind of doubling down. They're going to have active officials come in and comment on it.
They're not going to say bad things.
They might not be out there saying bad things, but it's just, why give ammunition to all those talking heads? It's inviting a lot of criticism, and I'm kind of surprised the NBA
Same
opens
token,
itself to that.
Is it any different than a former NFL official, in the booth evaluating a replay?
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That's true. But they do it in a very nice way, though. If they say that they don't really personally make attacks against their brethren, they say, well, if I was, making this call, I would say that would be out of bounds because of this and that. And then when they say it's inbounds, and they come back and say, well, the replay wasn't definite enough.
Do we know who to follow tonight?
Yes, there is a hashtag that they allegedly will be using. You can look it up on Twitter. I apologize. I did not write it down. It's something
I'll find
like
it.
NBA. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle's going to find it. It's something like NBA officiating or something like that. But we'll get it off to you right there. Could you see our former NFL official and friend here in town?
Bill Quinby.
Bill Quinby. I don't know if Bill's on Twitter.
I don't think Bill's on Twitter.
If Bill's on Twitter, can you see Bill saying something bad about NFL officials? No way. Right?
I don't think so.
No. Nothing like that at all. 319-366-1600. We'll get you that information. Kyle will find that out and get it to you here in just a little bit. 17 past 3. We're going to talk to Chrysalis coming up in a little bit. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about what happened last night in Major League Baseball. A very significant event happening in the world of MLB last night. And we'll talk about it, get your thoughts about it when we return after this. Also today on the program, your opportunity to win a Freedom Festival prize pack from KGYM and the Freedom Festival. It will be 4 Freedom Festival buttons, complete with all the coupons, 2 Freedom Festival t-shirts as well. Plus, someone is going to be guaranteed to win a gold button, which is good to pick out a prize from the Freedom Festival treasure chest, which is a $50 value, and you will be entered into a $500 giveaway for the Hy-Vee gift card. So there you go. We're going to do that coming up in just a little bit before 4 o'clock. Back with more after this, KGYM.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun. Friday through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bingo, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at kolachfestival.org. Come to the Kolach Festival Friday through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue, just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local. Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Back on the Gym Class 321 for Wednesday here at KGYM. And we've got your information, Mark, where you can follow the NBA refs tonight.
We do indeed. Thanks to Kyle Mann, our producer, looking this up. If you search Twitter for at official NBA refs, at official NBA refs, and there's a hashtag if you want to follow it that way. That's Ref Watch Party. Hashtag Ref Watch Party. They'll be conversating tonight on the job of the officials.
It'll be the Mutual Admiration Society coming your way at that very Twitter address and hashtag coming your way tonight.
We have an update on Corey Howell as well, the Kirkwood Community College shortstop, telling the Hawk Central and the Des Moines Register that he will, quote-unquote, most likely sign with the Brewers. He's taken in the 12th round by Milwaukee, and if that happens, he will forego his scholarship offer from the University of Iowa.
Does that hurt more than one of the juniors leaving? Because that's a guy that was penciled in to take over a spot.
He hit 401 and stole 40 bases for Kirkwood this year.
Absolutely.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. And that, with all due respect to, you know, Zach Daniels, to everybody else that Iowa potentially is going to be losing as far as their lineup, their pitching staff, et cetera. I think losing a guy that you handpicked to bring in to take over a spot is going to hurt because that puts you almost two people behind. You see what I mean?
Yeah, at this same point? Token, I think Rick Keller probably had a pretty good idea that Howell would be a decent round
that's
draft
a chance,
pick.
That's a chance you take.
Exactly.
That's a chance you take. So there you go. 319-366-1600. Speaking of baseball, last night, Mark, I know you saw this, followed it. Another outstanding evening for the Washington Nationals starter, Max Scherzer, who I think is solidifying himself as the best pitcher in baseball. Can we say that in 2018?
Sure can.
And all he did was last night was, I think, fan 13, walked nobody, got another victory for the Washington Nationals. But he, above all, had what they, I did not know this was a thing until last night. He had what is called an immaculate inning. And you're wondering what that is? An immaculate inning is when you strike out the side on 9 pitches. Now, you can't do much better than that. You can't do better than that, right? I mean, that's it. That's right? Yeah.
Correct.
Can't do better than that.
3 strikes and you're out.
Exactly. Johnny Field, Christian Arroyo, and Daniel Robertson. Granted, not Ruth Gehrig, you know, and others going down the line, but still, Max Scherzer got that job done. 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches. He became the 5th Major leaguer Mark Dukes, all time to do this twice in his career. Other 4 aren't shabby. Let's just say that. Max Scherzer.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Get a guess. Go ahead.
Nolan Ryan was too wild to do it, wasn't he?
Was he?
Okay, Ryan.
Yes. Nolan Ryan, the Express, was one of the 4.
Clemens?
No.
Did Kerry Wood do it in his 20 strikeout game?
No.
No.
Did not. How about...
Was there 3 left?
3 left. 1 is a contemporary, almost a contemporary of Nolan Ryan. I think you get it if you think about it.
Pedro Martinez.
No. Left-hander.
Mm. Left-hander.
Had a problem with a bird at one point.
Randy Johnson.
The other 2, you might get 1. Probably not going to get the other one.
I'll give up at this point.
Okay.
I'll take my money and go home.
Yes, Randy Johnson and Nolan Ryan, 2 of the 4. The other 2, Sandy Koufax.
Okay.
Not a bad pitcher. In his day with the Los Angeles mm-hmm. Dodgers. And then you go way back for Lefty Grove. So that's not bad company that Max Scherzer joined last night. Is that the toughest thing to do in baseball? Is to strike out 3 guys on 9 pitches. There are a lot of tough aspects to baseball. Stealing home. Tough. Correct. Cycle.
Nobody tries to
steal bases. Well,
Baez did the other night.
Iowa won a game this year on a straight steal of home.
But hitting for the cycle.
I thought hitting for the cycle is tough. What is tougher, hitting for the cycle or having an immaculate inning? What do you think? 319-366-1600. You can reach us on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line or the phone line. 319-366-1600.
Did your research say how many times it's been done in MLB history?
The immaculate inning?
Yes. Or just the multiples?
I just got the multiples.
Okay.
It's probably been done more than you think, but I don't think as many times as hitting for a cycle is concerned. What is tougher, hitting for a cycle or getting 3 strikeouts on 9 pitches?
Mm-hmm.
Both very difficult. I mean, that triple is hard to get.
It is.
Especially now in the way that Major League Baseball, with the advanced scouting, with defensive alignments, really, really hard to get a triple.
1287 on the text line suggesting a perfect game.
That's tough. Perfect game, tough as well. That would be it's got to be the toughest thing to do, isn't it, perfect game? Has to be, I believe, at that point. But that 9-pitch, 3 strikeout inning, pretty rare as well. Right, Kyle?
Very, and it got me thinking. You guys,
Kyle, former high school baseball player.
Yeah. You guys remember Scherzer's 20 strikeout game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to thinking, Scherzer, this isn't the first time Scherzer has put together a pretty good stat line related to strike throwing. In that 20 strikeout game, he had 20 strikeouts. He only threw 23 balls that entire night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Crazy. Crazy. And I don't know, what's tougher? Is it getting the perfect game or is it getting the immaculate inning? Both very difficult. Text line is coming through.
8636, the hardest thing to do in baseball is believe Pete Rose's hair is still actually black.
Well,
4479 says, come on, a kid leaguer can retire the side.
Well, now we're talking Major League Baseball. Come on, we're talking Major League Baseball at this point. Nothing against our fine little leaguers and kid leaguers and whatnot.
4815. What about three pitch inning? You're relying on the other team though.
That's correct.
Yeah,
they have to make the outs at that point. Those could be three stinging and ringing outs, right? Thank you for the thoughts, though. Appreciate it,
John. Let me think about this, John. 5692. You could intentionally walk the first two batters of an inning, throw one pitch, and get a triple play, and that's a one pitch inning. But doesn't the
intentional walks count.
But you send him to first base. Does that count eight pitches? Automatically,
well,
you send him to first base.
You're right. Now, in this day and age. Well, boy, that's a technicality. Yeah, but you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that.
Why would you? It's possible, right?
It's possible, but you're not going to do that. And you better hope that Mark Grace and Paul Konerko are running somewhere there, either from first to second or home plate to first base.
Nick at 3206, and I totally agree with this. Apparently the hardest thing to do in MLB is hit away from the shift. It drives me crazy, and my twins do it all the time. Just doink it to the left side.
But that's not...
Everybody loves the long ball, you know?
Exactly. It's not manly to go away from the shift. There have been a few people that have tried it, bunted against the shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. It drives me insane. But until it starts to happen, you're going to see the shifts stay around. They're here to stay.
Ryan from Walford, how about four bombs in a game?
Been done a few times, very difficult, but it has been done. Yeah, I mean, it makes you think, though. So many difficult aspects to the world of baseball, and in any sport. But what one may be the most difficult? That's what we ask. Got a lot of good feedback, a lot of good thought on it here at 3:31. More of them. Keep them coming. Love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600.
That was brilliant, John.
My mind...
Intensely walked the first two batters.
My mind just went...
Without throwing eight pitches.
Correct. Now you can just wave him to first.
Wave him on, yeah.
Go to first.
And the next pitch is the triple play.
Hmm.
I doubt it will ever happen.
Why would it? I mean, there were walks to Barry Bonds in the day when he had his big home run year.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams just said, go to first. We're going to intentionally walk you with nobody on, one out. Nobody on, coming up to lead off the inning, whatever the case may be. They were just going to walk him. But unless, you know, Mark McGwire or Sosa from their day were behind him and you had a one run, you're not going to see that.
Well, even if you walk Bonds and get a double play on the next pitch and throw three strikes, you've had a four-pitch inning. You didn't strike out three.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the strikeouts.
Yeah.
So I guess it's null and void. It'd be cool to get a triple play at that point. Even better. Okay, I'm going to go one better, Mark. You intentionally walk the first two guys, then you get an unassisted triple play. Ooh.
Yeah.
3:33. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com coming up in just a little bit and get his we'll ask. No, we won't bother Chris with that. Chris was tweeting out pictures of, I'm going to ask him about his meal he had. I think it was in Italy or something like that. I'm gonna find out more about that. But he had a meal fit for a king in front of him last week. Looked good. I'm gonna ask him about that coming up. All right, 3:33. We'll take a break. Come back as we head to break. We've got a Freedom Festival prize pack to award one of our great listeners again today, courtesy of the Freedom Festival. We got 4 buttons, complete with all the coupons, a couple of Freedom Festival t-shirts. Going to go out to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call right now. If you've been a winner of the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. I also want to tell you about one of the great events, the Freedom Festival. They are going to be honoring a number of select heroes at the Tribute to Heroes Dinner coming up on Thursday night, June the 14th. That kind of kicks things off for the Freedom Festival. It's going to be at the hotel at Kirkwood. And the silent auction, live music, and an amazing meal in the ballroom while listening to great inspirational and heartwarming stories of local heroes. The keynote speaker that night, former Hawkeye wrestling coach, Dan Gable. Check out more about the Freedom Festival at kgymradio.com or freedomfestival.com. We'll take a break, come back, get your questions ready for the fantastic Chris Liss of rotowire.com when we come back.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball season is in full swing. We're deep into the NBA and NHL playoffs, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. With the SeatGeek app, you can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, you can instantly find seats. Best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code CANE today. That's promo code CANE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
Curry with it with 25 seconds to go. He drives hard.
After surviving overtime in Game 1, the Warriors respond with a Game 2 win.
Puts it up and in as he's fouled. Curry ties the game.
Now, the series heads to Cleveland. Can LeBron and the Cavs get their first win of the finals? Or will the Warriors move within one win of a repeat? Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Coverage starts tonight at 7 o'clock here on the Gym. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:37. Tony and Marion, our winner of our Freedom Festival prize giveaway today. We'll have 2 more coming up, one on Thursday, one on Friday for you. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to preview the Triple Crown, the Belmont, coming up on Saturday. You can catch it right here in KGYM. Justify has arrived at Belmont Park in New York today, and he will go for the Triple Crown. We'll talk with Barry Abrams coming up tomorrow. Talk with Dave Koken as well on the eve of what could be the final game for the Vegas Golden Knights and the inaugural season. So that's coming up on the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up on Friday, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, to preview next week's United States Open. By the way, Tiger is staying on his yacht. Privacy. The $20 million yacht that he bought several years ago.
And yeah, he pulled up and docked it, and all I want to know is what the passenger list looked like.
Elon will not be on it. And so we will talk with Bob Herrig. Also, Jeremiah Davis will join us coming up on Friday. And another guest on Friday. Special guest. We'll keep you in suspense until then. By the way, of course, today being June 6th, the D-Day remembrances going on 74 years ago today, the Allies started the invasion of Europe. So I know a lot of people with relatives, etc., family members that were involved with that, and certainly thinking of everybody out there today on this June the 6th. If you have a question for Chris Liss of rotowire.com, love to hear from you right now on the text line at 319-366-1600. You can give us a call as well. Again, that's 319-366-1600. As Chris joins us again here today from Portugal on this Wednesday. Chris, how are you?
Speaking of invading Europe, yeah, that's what I'm doing too. I'm doing well. How about you, Scott?
Doing well. I got to ask you,
we're booking a flight to Milan, okay?
Yes, you posted some photos of you in Milan, and it looked to be a wonderful meal.
Yes.
It looked good.
Well, let me tell you this. I post a lot of things on Twitter, my ideas, my thoughts, my opinions, and nobody cares. Nobody looks at them. I'll get a little engagement. A few people will respond. I think more than 5,000 people clicked on that picture. Nobody can resist a steak. It was a giant steak with a bunch of marbled fat on the outside that melted in your mouth. It wasn't the chewy kind of fat. It was the kind that was dissolved into oil, which, you know, was part of the bite that you had with the steak. And it had French fries with it and some vegetables and mushrooms. It was very good. And I have to say, Italy, they know how to make good food. It was a really nice trip.
And some risotto, too, right?
The risotto was the best I've ever had. It was really the best. It was excellent. It was like sausage and tomato and something, and it was really good.
Fantasy meal.
It was good, yeah.
First round fantasy meal pick right there. Yeah. If you have a question for Chris,
for sure.
give us a call or just drop in on the text line at 319-366-1600.
I want to go football first, Chris. Is Dez Bryant landing on a team this year?
He's got to, right? I mean, he's not even that old. I think he's like 28 or 29. And, you know, Dallas is just such a bad place for a receiver. I mean, Jason Garrett never takes a chance. I never saw Dez running away from Dak. I always saw him turning and facing Dak when they were throwing the ball. So it was like, how can you make a big play when you're facing the quarterback? Every big play is either on a slant and go, on a slant where you run right through the catch and keep going, or you beat someone deep and you catch it over the shoulder on the full run. He was always, you know, back shoulder fade type routes. And there's just no way to make a big play. So maybe Dez has lost a step, or maybe they just didn't really use his talents right. So I'm positive he'll sign somewhere. He's way too young to be done. He may have lost a step to the point where he's not as good, but he'll end up somewhere. And, San Francisco says they're not interested. That would be a good fit. There's a couple other places like that. Green Bay, they don't seem interested. That would also be a good fit. So I'm not sure.
Green Bay with Dez Bryant returning to the scene of one of the more controversial plays of all time.
Terrible. Yeah, that whole playoff, I don't know if you remember, but it was like the Cowboys got some cheap thing against the Lions to advance, and then the Packers got a cheap thing against them to advance, the Dez Bryant non-catch, and then Packers totally blew it against the Seahawks. They shouldn't have advanced, and they advanced. And then the Patriots won the Super Bowl because they didn't hand it to Marshawn Lynch. The whole playoffs was like one ridiculous thing after another. So hopefully the NFL gets its act together this year.
Chris, you've written that running backs are becoming more and more important in fantasy football. Is that because teams are throwing more to the running backs?
That's a big part of it. They're throwing more to the running backs. The running game was devalued for a while. There was a few years where, you know, you just never took a running, not just fantasy, but reality. They never, after the Trent Richardson bust, you just really shouldn't take a running back in the first round. And now you have the Seahawks doing it. The Patriots did it. Of course, the Giants took Barkley at 2 overall. I think it's also just because there's just more workhorse running backs in the league now. I mean, I think I projected 18 players for at least 200 carries and 30 catches. There's only 32 teams. So 18 of those have a 230 guy projected, at least based on the RotoWire projection. And, of course, there's the monsters at the top, the Gurleys and Bells and David Johnson, Zeke Elliott's, you know, Kareem Hunt, Barkley, you know, the guys who are getting 250 carries and 40, 50, 60 catches in some cases.
1288 on the text line has a question for you, Chris. Picks third in a half-point PPR redraft. Is it crazy to consider Barkley at 3?
No, it's not crazy. I mean, it's aggressive, but, you know, sometimes you got to be aggressive to win. You know, Le'Veon Bell has quite a bit of mileage on him and been hurt before. Zeke Elliott doesn't catch as many passes as Saquon Barkley is projected to. You know, you have Gurley, who's kind of a no-brainer with that offense. And you have David Johnson, who's on kind of a bad team, but, you know, was just such a monster 2 years ago. And his injuries, you know, with a wrist injury, it's not like it's going to hamper him this year. So, you know, it's aggressive, but if you that's what you think, I don't think it's crazy to take him.
Mm. Can the Giants score enough to make that worthwhile, though? I mean, not to bang on your Giants, Chris.
No, don't worry, Scott. I would definitely mock the Chiefs if they were a terrible team. So don't worry about that. No, you know, I think the Giants, it's weird because I was so down on the Giants. I was the most negative. You know, I can't stand Eli, all this. But I really think Pat Shurmur is a good offensive mind. You know, he was the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia when Nick Foles had 27 touchdowns and 2 picks. And so he was that offensive coordinator. He got a really good season out of Case Keenum. He got a good season out of the Vikings offense without Dalvin Cook, their best running back. And I think he's going to make that system work. So, yes, I do think the Giants will score enough.
You confident Deshaun Watson is going to come back from his injury and put up superhuman numbers?
So that's a big question. Remember, RG3 was the greatest rookie of all time, pretty much, and then got the knee injury and wasn't himself. Now, that would be obviously the worst-case scenario. I wouldn't expect that. But you wonder with a mobile quarterback who's such a gunslinger and willing to take chances, if he's not quite as nimble, if he's not quite as confident in the knee, you know, is he really going to be as good? You know, I hope he's totally healthy, but there's a little bit more risk. But you're right, the upside is off the chart. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he did what he did for those 7 games for a full season, he'd have the greatest quarterback season of all time.
Keep in mind, though, that NFL defensive coordinators don't sit around in the off season doing nothing. They're breaking down Deshaun Watson film especially in that division. So it's not going to be as easy this year.
No, they're going to say sweep the leg when they get after
him,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, a little Cobra Kai there from Chris here today.
I've gotten a lot of I and many others, Chris, have gotten a lot of mileage out of Tom Brady over the years. It's another year in. What are your thoughts on Brady this year?
I mean, you know, there's always collapse risk when you're 41 years old. You guys know that, right? I don't know how old you are. I know I've been doing the show.
Wish I was 41.
Yeah, I've been doing the show for 16 years, so you guys couldn't have been, like, you know, much young. You have to be more than 40 by now. Yeah, I mean, there's always a collapse risk. But, you know, last we saw him, he threw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl against a good defense without Brandon Cooks. So, you know, if there was any sign of deterioration, you know, it's not a huge one. He wasn't great in the second half last year. I got him for like 32, 33 touchdowns and 4,400, you know, the usual. And they got rid of Cooks, and, you know, we'll see if someone else emerges. But I think it's, you know, I have him like the fifth or sixth quarterback on my board.
61 experienced years here, Chris. Thank you very much.
319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. You can also reach us via the phone line. Same number, 319-366-1600. A little baseball here. Who is Matt Kemp, and why is he hitting .344, and can he keep doing this?
So somebody offered me Matt Kemp in the trade, and I turned it down. I might regret it. They offered me for Luke Weaver. I probably should have done it. But it's just insane. I mean, Matt Kemp was, like, out of shape, overweight, and he was not even supposed to really start for the Dodgers. He wins the job out of camp, and he just hasn't looked back. you know, Matt Kemp was this guy about 6 years ago. Matt Kemp was like a 40-43-something threat every year. He's one of the better players in baseball. And he lost the weight. He got in shape. It's weird when athletes have to get in shape because you think if you're getting that much money, it's your only job. You could have a personal chef. You could have a gym. You got the whole thing. You know, it should be easy, right? But I don't know why they sometimes get back in shape, and it's working for him. So I would say no, he's not going to hit 340, but maybe it's 290 the rest of the way, 285, you know, with a little pop, you know, another 15, 20 homers, and is useful the whole season, yeah.
31-48 on the text line, Chris. Is King from the Pirates worth stashing on my roster?
Yeah, Jung Ho Gung is the way they pronounce it. And yes, in deeply, yes, the guy who's, you know, he had like some alcohol problems. He was like drinking and driving. He couldn't get his visa, but you know, apparently that's behind him. He was a good hitter. He was one of the guys who came in from the Korean League and actually was pretty good. So yeah, I would stash him. I think in a couple of weeks he'll get called up and get a shot.
We talked about this when we were talking Major League Baseball yesterday, but taking a look at the Atlanta Braves and what they have done and some of the individuals that have helped to push them toward the top of the National League East. And one of those is Sean Newcomb. 7 wins so far on the season for Newcomb and kind of leads that Braves pitching staff, helps to lead that Braves pitching staff anyway. Can we expect that those numbers to keep on flying for him?
He's interesting. He's a lefty, throws around 92-93. Now, the average fastball is around 92-93 in the majors, but for a lefty, that's still pretty hard. He walks too many guys. He's not – you look at the peripherals, it's not overpowering. It's not that dominant. But he just avoids hard contact, doesn't give up a lot of home runs. I think he'll regress. He'll have more of a 350 ERA by season's end. But it's a good team. They need to get Acuna back. But I think I think he's a keeper. He's only 24, and he's a good prospect. I think he's a keeper.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. tearing up Double A. Should he be promoted to Triple A or the major leagues?
He should be promoted to the league that's above the major leagues. Okay, because he was hitting .420, and he's a little banged up now, which is extremely annoying to me because I just traded for him in the AL only league, and then he gets hurt. And the Blue Jays, I just have so little respect for that organization. I mean, look, he was hitting .420, .430 in Double A last week before he got hurt. And what do you think Mike Trout would hit at Double A right now if he was hitting Double A? 375, 390? He wouldn't hit, you know. What do you think Jose Altuve would hit? What do you think, you know, the best player, the best hitters in the league would hit about that? There's no doubt that Vlad Guerrero, age 19, is one of the 20 best hitters in the world. Okay? On the planet, he's one of the 20 best hitters. And this moronic organization is trying to, you know, buy a little extra control over him. How about give the message to the fans that, you know, we have this amazing superstar. Let's put people in the seats. You want to see this guy's, you know, debut. You want to see the development of one of the great, you know, somebody who could be one of the greatest players in baseball when he's young at the beginning. Market that, you know. I mean, be a real team. Have, you know, believe in your product. So it's so embarrassing. And then he gets hurt, and now he tried to play today, and he got hurt again. And now they're saying, oh, well, we like to run him to Triple A. I mean, this guy should have been in the majors a month ago, and it's just an embarrassment to baseball. And I think, you know, the Blue Jays should be contracted or something. Contracted and, you know, and I don't know, you know, move somewhere. It's just embarrassing. But, yes, this guy is, you know, obviously, you know, his dad is a Hall of Famer. And, you know, nobody hits .420 in the high minors for 2 months.
5804 on the text line. I am in a National League only league. And I was wondering if I should trade Kershaw now or wait till he comes off the DL the next time.
It just depends what you'll get for him. You know, I mean, if it's just for this year, a one-year league, I would trade him now if I could get anything. You know, if I could get Sean Newcomb for him, I'd probably take it. If I could get, you know, I don't know, Matt Kemp, I would take it. You know, because Kershaw had all offseason to get better. He comes back, and a month later he's on the DL with a, you know, a back problem. And then he comes back for one start, and he's out another month. So you got to be a little nervous that when he does come back, at least, you know, it's at least a month, and he comes back around the All-Star break. If he comes back then, is he going to make it through two starts in a row? I mean, who knows? So I would take pretty much anything I could get for him.
Yeah, and a lot of good pitchers out there in the National League at this point, getting a lot of things done, especially guys that you didn't think were going to. So, you know, Mikolas, people like that who've kind of stepped up. So there are folks out there you can get.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see who will take Kershaw. But, yeah, this year has been very different than last year. a lot of unknown pitching step up. You mentioned Michaelis, also Jack Flaherty on the Cardinals has been striking out a lot of guys, another rookie. There's just been people kind of, you know, Andrew Heaney just had another good outing, Tyler Skaggs on the Angels. There's just pitching coming out of the woodwork, which wasn't the case last year. There wasn't much of it. There was Severino and Alex Wood, and that was about it last year.
Yeah. Very much so. Well, when's the next trip to Milan for a steak?
I don't know. I want to go back, but we're going to take it easy on the trips. We need to. We're going to be financially responsible this year, and you know, and probably travel around Portugal more, and not as much you know, airplane travel.
There you go. There you go. But it was well worth it when you made it down there. Go ahead and let the folks know about what they can find at rotowire.com.
Yeah, rotowire.com. We have all the projections and rankings for football already out. So no matter what kind of league you're in, a best ball league, a PPR league, a, you know, a regular league, a half point PPR, you can customize our projected stats for your rankings. It will spit out a cheat sheet just for your league. To get that for totally for free for 10 days without a credit card, rotowire.com/trial. rotowire.com/trial. At the end of 10 days, if you want to subscribe, you can. But in the meantime, you will get everything. One more time, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right. Hey, Chris, take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Chris Liss, rotowire.com, joining us here live from Portugal, talking about Italian steakhouses. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat that for entertainment. 3:54. We'll take a break, come back, and get you updated on the poll question and wrap things up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM.
Rolling Hills, a Manor Colonies golf club, winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to a Manor Colonies golf club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. A Manor Colonies golf club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa, is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
Attention Prince fans. On Friday, June 8th, the forecast at Target Field calls for purple rain. Join us for a celebration of Prince's life and music as the Minnesota Twins host the Los Angeles Angels. The first 10,000 fans will get an inflatable Prince guitar. What? Or purchase a special theme night ticket package that includes an exclusive Prince cap. That's how we go crazy for Prince and our Minnesota Twins. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com/prince.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at metroyouthfootball.com.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Coming up tomorrow on the Gym Class, we will talk with Barry Abrams about the Triple Crown, and Dave Koken from Las Vegas will be joining us as well. Iowa Baseball tweeting this out, 20 Hawkeyes have been drafted under Rick Keller's regime in the last 5 years. 20 players total from 2014 through 2013. And five players selected this year, five players selected in 2015 as well, Mark. So, like we said, double-edged sword. But more on the draft coming up with Todd and Alex during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Poll question, please.
Indeed. How many points will LeBron James score tonight in Game 3? Would it be over or under 36.5. Thanks again to Emo's Hideaway.
Yep, and we will have on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM Game 3 between the Cavs and the Warriors, Twins and the White Sox on 107.5 FM. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have yourselves great Wednesday night.
Tempur-Pedic's toughest competition
ourselves. Yep, we invented the bar, and now we've raised it. Introducing the all-new reinvented temperature.